will live and die and dream for a moment that they are something more than clay. There are dreams in the clay, deep down and long ago. Part 1. I cannot fix on the hour, or the spot, or the look, or the words which laid the foundation. It is too long ago. I was in the middle before I knew that I had begun. Jane Austen. 1. Sally could not find her brother. It was the day of the autumn feast, and the people had been gathering in the meadow all afternoon. Now, with the sun low and the shadows long, they were ready. Jack-o'-lanterns glowed in the trees. Sally skirted the crowd. The young ones were chasing around in their wolf masks, rattling trick-or-treat jars, while the grown-ups gave out sweets. Old folk sat wrapped in blankets, sipping mulled cider and smiling at the hubbub. Smells of roasting pork and apple pie drifted on the air. The only person missing was Fwaylan. It was no surprise. Fwaylan did not like feast days, and he often sneaked off when things got too noisy. But he should have known better than to disappear when the celebrations were about to start. People would notice, and, as usual, Sally would get the blame. Some kids her own age were bobbing for apples in a washtub, shrieking with laughter, their heads drenched. Grown-ups were setting the tables and hanging the bunting on the poles. She avoided their eyes. There's the wolf boy's sister, they must all be thinking. She has lost him again.
Ah, Sally.
Elder Alonzo was strolling towards her, with his hands folded behind his back. His golden brown beard shone in the late sunlight. He nodded to everyone he passed. Sally wished she could run out of the meadow, or pretend she had not heard him call her name. She knew what he was going to say. He would tell her how important it was for all the people to gather at feast time. Then, innocently, he would ask where Fwaylan might be. Before he could reach her, he was surrounded by three excited young ones. They shook their jars and growled behind their masks.
Oh no, he said. Help! A dreadful pack of wolves has broken into the land. We'll all be gobbled up.
They giggled.
But wait, Alonzo said. Maybe you won't eat me if I give you something else instead.
He rummaged in his pocket and brought out a handful of sweets in twists of orange paper.
Come along then, he said. One each.
The young ones, shy now, raised their jars.
The autumn feast is a special occasion, Alonzo said. Do you know why we all come together now, when the night is as long as the day, here at the meadow in the middle of the land?
Three wolf masks gazed up at him.
It's not just about getting treats, my young friends. There's much more to it than that. You see, each one of us...
While he talked, Sally slipped away and set off down the trail for the homestead. On a normal evening, the homestead would have been bustling with grown-ups, weary from the day's work, and young ones glad to be out of school. Someone would be lighting the lamps. There would be pots of tea and clouds of pipe smoke under the porches of green and yellow glass. There would be ball games and card games, strumming and singing